With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The commander-in-chief says the Iran war finish line is in sight.
President Trump told reporters he sees an end to the U.S. war effort against Iran.
I think we're 2 or 3 weeks in. We'll leave. Because there's no reason for us to do this.
He was asked about the war's impact on Americans, especially at the gas pump.
We're $4, yeah, and we have a country that's not going to be throwing a nuclear weapon at us in 6 months.
But Americans are feeling the effects in the interim.
And they're also feeling a lot safer.
What is the plan to bring them back down?
All I have to do is leave Iran, and we'll be doing that very soon. And they'll become tumbling down.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And those remarks by the president echo those he delivered last night in that address from the White House. Republican congressional leaders are pursuing a plan to try to end the 7-week partial government shutdown.
According to the plan, the Department of Homeland Security would be fully funded except for ICE and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. It's an approach House Speaker Mike Johnson called a joke just a few days ago. But now he and Senate Majority Leader John Thune will try and get it passed. It represents a do-over of what the Senate passed last week, but was rejected by House Republicans. GOP leaders hope to fund immigration operations at a later date. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Parts of Northern California have been shaken by a 4.6 magnitude earthquake. Many say they felt their homes shake for a few seconds early this morning across a 100-mile stretch, including San Francisco. 4 astronauts are on their way to a flight around the moon. It's humanity's first lunar voyage in more than 50 years and the lead-off of NASA's plan for another lunar landing 2 years from now. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 646 points. NASDAQ futures off 474. This is SRN News. Kansas passes a law to protect pro-life pregnancy centers.
The measure bars any state or local government from forcing a pro-life clinic to, quote, offer or perform abortions, offer abortion drugs, counsel for abortion, refer for abortion, or promote abortion in any way. The bill was vetoed by Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly, but the legislature moved quickly to override and did so by wide margins. Republicans accused Kelly of being pro-choice unless a woman chooses to keep her unborn baby. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 25-year-old mentally ill Spanish woman who was not suffering from any terminal illness has taken her own life through physician-assisted suicide. Noelia Castillo fought a 2-year legal battle with her family over her right to do so. As the family struggle unfolded, Castillo's case was closely followed in Spain, which passed legislation back in 2021 legalizing physician-assisted suicide. This is SRN News. A warm, dry winter in the Colorado mountains does not bode well for the drought-stricken West.
This is our worst snow year on record in Colorado.
Maureen Gutch is a hydrologist with the Department of Agriculture, conducting a snow survey in a section of the Rocky Mountains considered the headwaters of the Colorado River.
This is our third site of the day. First site that had any snow.
And that could mean water shortages, not only for Colorado, but much of the West.
From our soils, agriculture, drinking water, all of that depends on snow.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Elon Musk's SpaceX has filed preliminary paperwork to sell shares to the public, according to two sources familiar with the filing. This would be a blockbuster offering. It's likely to rank as the biggest ever and make the SpaceX founder the world's very first trillionaire. More details at srnnews.com.